There's no lack of candidates for the open seat on the Anchorage Assembly. Barbara Jones is the clerk for the municipality of Anchorage. She says 7 people submitted applications for the position by the deadline of December 31st, and a vote is anticipated at the next assembly meeting.
The next step will be that at the January 15th assembly meeting, the assembly will appoint someone to this position, and they will do it by individual ballot.
Jones says assembly members will vote by secret ballot, and rounds of voting will continue until one of the 7 candidates gets a majority. The candidates are Cheryl Frasca, Gordon Glazer, David Neese, Tim Steele, Jerry Walton, Matt Clayman, and Jason Agri. Assemblymember Harriet Drummond served 9 years on the school board and has served on the Anchorage Assembly since 2008. She's vacating her seat in the middle of her second 3-year term to serve in the House of Representatives. She said goodbye at the December 18th Assembly meeting.
This meeting is the last of my almost 13 years of service in local government. With each year, I face challenges, along with my colleagues, that help me learn and grow as a public servant.
Drummond noted that she had concerns about projects that she never saw finished, particularly the rewrite of Anchorage land use laws, also known as Title 21.
I have to say I am extremely disappointed that my several years of work on Title 21 will not culminate in amendments or a vote from me, and neither will it have one from many others who've also invested years and years in this issue.
The Title 21 rewrite is required under the Comprehensive Plan, Anchorage 2020, adopted in 2001. Title 21 Committee Chair Debbie Osiander wants all the revisions voted on before she retires. Whomever is elected will fill Drummond's seat until just April. But during those few months, they'll likely cast critical votes on issues related to Title 21. If they want to stay on the Assembly, they'll have to run against other candidates for a 1-year term in the upcoming April municipal election. The Assembly will vote on who will fill Drummond's seat at their next regular meeting on January 15th. 13 of the 14 Title 21 chapters are set to come before the Assembly in a public hearing at that same meeting. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.